Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Gray, Razzball.com.
Guys don't hit fluky 118 mile per hour home runs. It just doesn't happen often. Like, there's out of the, you know, thousands of home runs hit this year, there's only three homers hit harder than that. So I'm actually really in on Aquino. I feel like, you know, if we're going to talk 2020, he could actually be undervalued no matter what he does the rest of the way, because I feel like a lot of people will think it's fluky. I don't think it's fluky.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show. It is our football hour here on the program. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to hear from Tom Kesenick, of course, from the NFBC. He's got the latest risers and fallers. We'll also talk some Indianapolis Colts football, some really interesting news with the Colts trying to figure out whether or not Andrew Luck is going to start on the first game of the season for the Colts, but we'll get to all that in just a bit. Also, Marlins infielder Miguel Rojas was on my podcast today, and he did a little bit of a fantasy football preview. You can hear the whole thing over on Swings and Mishes, at Swings and Mishes on Twitter. But in the second segment here of our hour number two, and you can fast forward if you want to hear it, we had Miguel on for about 25-30 minutes, and we're going to play, you know, the best 8 to 10 minutes of that, which we thought was pretty funny. Former champion of the Miami Marlins championship. But in terms of tonight, let's kind of get right into it here in the first segment. We got the Eagles and Jaguars, 7 o'clock Eastern. I don't think there's any doubt Miles Sanders, to me, is the guy that I'm looking forward to seeing. And by the way, if they're going to really give this kid 20 to 30 touches when the Eagles open up the season in a few weeks, don't you think that tonight that he's got to get 5-6 touches just so we can see who this kid is? Now, look, I know Jordan Howard is there, and I know that he's got the pedigree, and he looked good for the Bears a couple of years ago. But I think that it's that tonight is the time that Sanders potentially will take over and become the starting running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, it may not look like that on paper tonight, but I think that after you see film and you watch the kid play, then you would certainly say the same thing as me. In terms of Jacksonville, yeah, I mean, Nick Foles finally gets an opportunity to play a little bit. You know, I am mildly curious there. I'm not drafting him in any fantasy league, but certainly it's going to be important for him to take some pressure off Leonard Fournette so Fournette can get his yards and Fournette can stay on the field. I would not expect to see much of Fournette. There's really no reason for it. The total is 34.5, and the Jaguars are favored by 3 in the game. Jets Falcons, 7:30 Eastern tonight. Sam Darnold is the one that I'm most curious about, quarterback of the Jets. I'm taking him in every fantasy, every best ball league that I'm in is my QB2. I'm hoping for an improved season there, and he certainly has more weapons now, without a doubt, having Le'Veon Bell there, but got to stay upright, got to make sure that that offensive line blocks. The Jets were the last-rated offensive line in the entire NFL last season. Of course, the Falcons are more or less bringing everybody back, so you know what you can expect from them. Total is 44.5, and the Falcons are -2. Packers, Ravens tonight, 7:30 Eastern, Green Bay. Their running back situation seems a little bit muddled. Their wide receiver 2 situation seems a little bit muddled. I think we'll start to get some clarity there on Green Bay, although we know that Aaron Rodgers ain't going to play a lot in this game tonight. And as far as the Ravens are concerned, I'm not sold on any of their running backs. I'm just not. I just don't want to draft any of them. I don't love Mark Ingram. I know what I saw from Gus Edwards last year, but I'm not sold there either. And if in order for Lamar Jackson to return the kind of fantasy value that you're going to need from him, and I think that he'll give you a ton at the beginning of the season, he's got to stay healthy. And very few quarterbacks that do what he does stay healthy over the course of the entire season. Bengals and Redskins tonight, 7:30, Cincinnati. We know that they could be a train wreck this year. So this is just a matter of two teams with the Bengals and Redskins just trying to stay out alive. I think that that Cincinnati could be the worst team in the AFC. Washington could be the worst team in the NFC. And with so many positions open and Darius Geis not cleared to play, it's Adrian Peterson's show again. So if Peterson is an RB2 for you in fantasy, it's just not the worst thing in the world. You back him up with Geis, and you certainly can do that. Bengals just have so many issues. Offensive line, defensive line. So they're just trying to get out of this preseason, as I mentioned, alive. And then finally, we got Oakland and Arizona tonight. No Antonio Brown, of course, for Oakland. For Arizona, a little bit more of Kyler Murray. We're trying to see if they're going to open up the offense a little bit more for him. I am very intrigued, as I talked about last week, of seeing this kind of spread option that Arizona is going to have with Cliff Kingsbury and how it affects Fitzgerald and Kirk and Isabella and all of the offensive pieces that Arizona plans on using. So those are the games tonight. Of course, on tomorrow's show, we'll preview tomorrow night's game. But coming up next on Fantasy Sports Today, you'll hear from infielder on the Miami Marlins, Miguel Rojas, who gives us a little bit of a fantasy football preview. Kind of funny, I thought. We did it on our podcast, Swings and Misses. We'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today after this. Don't go away.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Game time decisions.
So we go up to the cottage and they have this thing where you go parasailing, right? 400 pounds max. So I wanted to go with one of my brother's kids, but the kid's about a $150 or whatever, right? And actually, I turned out I was like 283. So I almost started crying. Like when I saw the scale, I go, sir, can we really like just negotiate? And we're only like 23 pounds over. He goes, sir, when you get into the air, if that thing snaps and you go through my boat, like we're all dead. I'm like, okay, I guess we can't do that.
You know, he was trying to save your life.
Watch live weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
This is the year that everybody is really curious about fantasy football, Miggy. So let's kind of take a look here at the first round, because I think that right now, with a little bit less than a month to go in the season, people are wondering, and I want your opinion on this. You have a running back right now, as we're recording, in Melvin Gordon, who in general goes in the first round or late first round, a lot of drafts running back on the Chargers, who's decided right now he doesn't want to play. Last year, by the way, we went through this with Le'Veon Bell on the Steelers. Mike Hill, the president of the Marlins, took him. Great pick, Mike. He didn't play the whole year. Great job by you, Mike. Excellent pick there. Ezekiel Elliott also has said that he's holding out, and he's decided that he wants a new contract, and he may not play. And then another player, Miggy, who sometimes goes in the first round, Antonio Brown. I can't even begin to tell you what's going on with this guy. He doesn't want to wear the helmet. He got his feet all messed up, too. So, Miggy, when you look at the first round, would you even – consider taking any of those three players and taking a chance, or are they off the board for you?
The answer is no. I don't want players that they're going to be in jeopardy, that they're not going to play, or I mean, for me, I follow these guys on social media. I follow these guys on Twitter. I try to see where they like in a regular day basis. I don't like guys who likes to party a lot, who likes to go out, you know. You can sense that kind of stuff. That's never good. I don't want that kind of guys who are going to be in trouble away from the field, that they're going to have maybe a tough night or something like that. I don't want those guys that they're going to try to hold out because they want a new contract. I understand maybe the reason why, but for fantasy football, those guys are off my chart.
Okay, so the first round comes up, Miggy, and we don't know which order or we don't know which pick you're going to have. But if Miguel Rojas is making his 2019 fantasy football rankings, and secret, obviously, we're not going to let everybody else on the Marlins know because we don't want them to get your picks. So anybody who may be listening from the Marlins, you'd want to turn this segment off. Who in the first round do you think is safe that you would be targeting in terms of rankings? First overall pick, fifth overall pick. Is there a favorite of yours right now that you're like, wow, I hope I get this guy on draft?
Yeah, for sure. I was talking about this with Dustin because, like I say, I got a little bit more of sense of what I'm doing now in with players because I've been watching the league for the last couple of years. And a couple of the guys that you see on the top of the list, they got to the league a couple of years ago, like Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, and guys like
guys like David Johnson, who got a really good year a couple of years ago. But it depends where I draft. So if I'm drafting on the top, I'm definitely going to take the best player available. That's my go-to. I always try to pick the best guy available. If I'm drafting 1, 2, 3, or 4, I'm going to go. I would love to have Saquon. Who knows how he's going to do the second year in the league. Hopefully, he do the same. But the guy that I like really a lot because he catch a lot of balls is Alvin Kamara. I will look for him in the 1 or 2.
You would take Kamara ahead of McCaffrey?
Yes, I will. Yeah, I will go Kamara ahead of McCaffrey. I don't know. I really like the offense in New Orleans and
right.
with the Saints. And I feel like this guy throw a lot of balls to him. I was surprised a couple of years ago how many balls this guy Kamara can catch. And I know he worked out here in Florida. So that's an extra point. I was watching the guy who he worked out with, the hands and drills ability. The guy I work out with in the offseason too. And I know he's going to be in a great shape and he's going to catch a lot of balls. And that's why I will go for him. So if I go down and I probably go in the middle of that order, I'm gonna try to get Le'Veon Bell in the middle of the order.
Okay.
Because so I feel he's gonna bounce back. He's gonna play after a year of absence. He will wanna do good. And I think with the Jets, the offense is gonna get run through them and through him. And I feel like he's gonna be a good pick in the middle of the order. And if I'm picking on the bottom 10, 11, or 12. I will be praying if they let me pick David Johnson again.
You want him again?
I want him again. And the reason why is because I think the new head coach in Arizona.
Kingsbury.
Exactly. I don't know. He's going to be like, I feel like Dustin has been talking to me that he's going to be like, the offense there is going to be more like a
spread offense.
Yeah,
three or four receivers.
Like a college football.
Like Kyler Murray, the quarterback now.
The quarterback is a new guy. He's not going to be throwing the ball that much. And I feel this guy is going to get a lot of carries. And the offense is going to go through him. And looking forward for him to bounce back. Whatever he play, he already won me a lot of money. He won me a ring, a trophy. And I'm always going to be a fantasy football champ just because of David Johnson. And I want him on my team again.
Okay, so you've kind of broken down here, I think, a lot of how you see the first round. Let's move on a little bit, Miggy, to second and third round. Wide receiver, if you end up going Alvin Kamara in the first round, Miggy, and you're also talking about David Johnson as a possibility, it sounds like you're going to have to go into the player pool a little bit deeper second, third round to get a wide receiver. So, look, you're certainly going to have a lot of chances. And as we mentioned, Antonio Brown seems to be slipping a little bit. But in terms of wide receiver, Miggy, like who are kind of your targets, second, third, fourth round?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not worried about wide receivers. I feel
you're
like
not worried about it.
I'm not because I the last couple of years, I see that wide receivers numbers are kind of similar. And you can pick a bunch of wide receivers later in your draft. And you can mix and match with whoever they play in that week. And if it's a good matchup against that defense, I feel like it's gonna work out that way. The only guy that I like in a wide receiver, well, there's two guys. Juju from Pittsburgh, I feel like that guy played his ass off and he's a really good player. And the other guy is a guy, I don't remember his name, the guy who played for Minnesota. Thielen?
Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen. I like that guy, catch a lot of balls, wear a yellow glove. And I feel
the
like
yellow gloves. That's the
yellow
key.
Glove. That's the key.
When you're drafting right fantasy there. Football, you look for the gloves too.
You so look for the gloves.
You have all this inside information that nobody else has. You know Kamara's a trainer. You know what kind of gloves the guys wear. I mean, I don't even think it's fair to the rest of the guys on the Marlins for you to even be in the league, honestly.
Well, sometimes it's not just ability. It's not talent. It's not just talent. It's what you see off the field too. You know, like you see the swag of the guys, the way that they're wearing stuff. You see some guys in the league, they will come off with, if I don't wear the helmet, I'm not going to play. So those are kind of guys.
That's not a guy for your team.
Not for my team. So I got to go against that.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
The best friends forever.
If you watch him play, there's just no doubt. D.D. Westbrook is a talented player, someone who is a good route runner, someone that can make plays after the catch as well. And this seems like a natural marriage here between him and Nick Foles, given that he plays in the slot. Nick Foles likes to target those slot wide receivers. I think D.D. Westbrook's in a good spot. Yep. I have him one spot ranked higher than Corey Davis as my wide receiver 35.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
I know people don't want to hear it. The Mike Evans truthers. I'm a Mike Evans truther.
I don't think you are.
I drafted Mike Evans his first year when he was a rookie, and I drafted him every year after that. I love the player.
Did you draft him this year?
I would gladly take Mike Evans in the second round as well.
Might as well take Chris Godwin ahead of him.
I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that when I could get Chris Godwin at least a round later, maybe two rounds later?
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you as another week of the NFL preseason is upon us. And let's get an update in terms of average draft position with really the pinnacle of a lot of these fantasy football drafts, which is going on right now on the NFBC. They do a lot of great work for baseball and football. And joining us to discuss that, as always, is my friend Tom Kesenick from the NFBC. Tom, thanks so much for coming on the show. Good to have you.
Thanks, Craig. Great to be here. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, Tom, let's, you know, I follow you on social media and I follow a lot of the news and notes and things that you've been following. And so I guess we can kind of start here. Since the beginning of when the NFBC opened and people started getting involved in very heavily, I would say, in fantasy football drafts, let's call it the last couple of months, what are the biggest trends that you've seen from players in terms of risers and fallers? And we can start there.
Well, I can tell you the biggest shift that we've seen in the last few weeks. When our drafts began, now keep in mind, our NFSC drafts began way back in February. So we started registration while we were still, you know, gearing up for baseball. So that's how passionate our football guys are about taking part. But the earliest kind of results that we saw were we would see 8 or 9 running backs going in the first round of our 12-team drafts. That was standard for the first several months, really, of our drafting season. And now, as we've shifted into August and since training camp started, now we're seeing wide receivers starting to move up more and more often into the first round, where we're actually seeing more of a 50-50 split between running backs and wide receivers. Now, the upper half of the first round continues to be dominated, especially the first three picks. They are locked-in running backs. Barkley, Kamara, McCaffrey, the order varies, but they are the top three guys. But as we get deeper into the first round, we're now seeing more and more wide receivers come in. So it's actually becoming, whereas we were seeing 8 to 9 running backs before, now we're seeing more of a 50-50 split.
Tom Kesenick is with us from the NFBC. And yeah, certainly the NFBC drafts and fantasy football have been going on now for months. Although here on the show, we're just kind of getting into it now over the last week or so. And I know that, Tom, it becomes so problematic, especially in that first round, when you have two players arguably in the top 15 that potentially were holding out. And then, of course, Antonio Brown. And I saw over the weekend, Tom, last weekend, where Antonio Brown's fluctuation in terms of ADP is just so wild in the NFBC. So let's kind of dive into that a little bit on two subjects. The first is wading through those two running backs and how you think people are viewing both Ezekiel Elliott and Melvin Gordon. And how the fluctuation of Antonio Brown, I don't know that we've seen a guy go this far up and down over a one-week period, maybe in history.
Right. Yeah, well, let's start with the running backs. And you're right. You're talking about two guys who were top 10 picks, okay? Elliott was a top 4 pick. We had a big 4 in our drafts for months. Those three running backs I mentioned before and Elliott. So what's happened now? Now we're starting to see in the last week or so, we're seeing our guys are backing off Zeke a little bit to the point where he has dropped from 4th to 6th overall in our ADP. DeAndre Hopkins now is 4, David Johnson is 5, Elliott 6. So we're seeing more people back off. He's not falling out of the first round yet. The furthest he's dropped in a draft this week is 10th. He's still gone as high as 3rd in the draft. So people aren't backing off him entirely, but predominantly he's starting to slip a little bit. Now, Melvin Gordon, on the other hand, has dropped significantly and continues to drop. Again, he was top 10 up until the holdout began, and now he's dropping into the third round. His ADP this week is right around 28, so a few picks into the third round, he's gone as low as 43rd in a draft this week, which is into the fourth round. So Melvin Gordon is definitely dropping without question. As far as Antonio Brown, you're right. I mean, a lot of fluctuation with him. He was kind of going middle-ish of the second round up until the whole foot thing and the helmet thing and all the goofiness that's been going on with him. So he was, let's say, 17, 18 pick off the board. Now he's dropping a little bit. The overall ADP this week is still right around 22, but that's still a few picks of a drop. But he has gone as he's dropped as far as 28th overall, which is into the third round. So there is some fluctuation with him. We'll see what happens going forward now with him, now that he is at least back in camp.
Tom, let's stick on the wide receiver subject, because there is also more uncertainty, as I'm noticing here and looking at the NFBC rankings, which you can certainly find online as well. Tyreek Hill seems to have a lot of fluctuation as well, some up, some down with him. And what do you make of A.J. Green at this point? Because I know some people, it's like they've eliminated off his board for some, and yet I still see him as kind of a top 100 overall pick in some other NFBC drafts. So let's talk about Tyreek Hill and A.J. Green.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill, first of all, right now, this week in our drafts, is the seventh wide receiver off the board, ADP right around 14. Him and Juju Smith-Schuster are almost identical right now. But he has fallen. He's fallen to 19th. That's the furthest he's fallen in any draft this week, which is, again, kind of back half of the second round there. So I think overall he is going to be a top 15 pick. I think he's going to be locked in there. It would not surprise me to see him go into the first round as we get closer and closer to the start of the season, because obviously there's a ton of upside there with him in that offense with Patrick Mahomes. As far as A.J. Green, his ADP up until the foot injury, ankle injury, was right around 36. So he was going like late third. And since then, he's dropped about 20 picks overall. ADP this week, right around 59. But to me, that's still a little too high. I'm not comfortable with that. I like A.J. Green a lot. I was viewing him as a value pick at the end of the third round, but that was assuming he was going to begin week one. And then I'd worry about an injury during the season, because that's a problem with A.J. Green right now, durability. So now you've already got an injury, so that if he does come back, let's say he misses a couple of games, and he does come back, you still got to worry about an injury during the season, because he tends to get hurt during the season now. That's who he's become. So to me, I would be fine with him about seven rounds into the draft, but he's really not falling there. So I'm probably going to end up with zero shares of A.J. Green, because he's just going a little too early for me, given the situation around him at the moment.
You can follow Tom Kesenick at Tom Kesenick, of course, on Twitter. And really interesting discussion in terms of who is up and who is down in terms of fantasy. I think the one thing that seems to be consensus at this point, Tom, is that outside of perhaps taking Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, man, the value is just there, even in this ADP that I'm seeing, from virtually every other quarterback in the NFL. It almost seems as though if you don't take Mahomes, you're just better off waiting, because you can get guys in the ADP range of between 100 and 200 and even beyond that are even statistically about the same as the guys who are higher. So does that seem to be the case, and do you agree with that theory going into this year?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a wait-on-quarterback guy to begin with. I never have one of the elite options. I'm not going to use a pick in the first three rounds or four rounds on a quarterback. But I've never seen a year like this, and I've been playing this game for a while. I've never seen a year where there's this much talent at quarterback and depth. I mean, let's say you look at the top 12 picks, okay? Those are typically going to be your starters, right, in a 12-team league. Right now, Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, Kirk Cousins are all outside the top 12. All of them are viable fantasy starters, and right now you can draft them as backups, or you can really, really wait and get one of them or two of them and package them together and not spend a top 100 pick on a quarterback. I mean, Russell Wilson's ADP this week is 116. Roethlisberger's 122. Rivers 134. I mean, all of these guys are good quarterbacks. Are they Patrick Mahomes? No. But they don't have to be Patrick Mahomes for you to win a fantasy title. They just have to be who they are. And then while other people are investing in Baker Mayfield or Matt Ryan or Aaron Rodgers, you can be investing in the positions that are going to drop off more in talent, like running back or wide receiver or maybe tight end. So I think that's the key. That's the most, I would say, the smoothest path to fantasy success this year, is wait on those quarterbacks. And while other people are really diving in, you hit on the positions that are going to really start dropping off in talent.
All right, Tom, before we let you go, tell people about how they could get signed up on the NFBC. I mean, it's so popular. I know that it's growing not just in football but in baseball as well. Give people an idea how they can get signed up in some of the events you guys have up coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got drafts going on every single day at playnffc.com. So anything you want, entry fees that start as low as $25. We have drafts. We have auctions. We certainly have our live events that are coming up in a couple of weeks in New York and Las Vegas. So if you're interested in joining us live, check out our cities link that's on the site, and you can sign up for that. We have some spots available. So again, it's playnffc.com, drafts every single day. And again, entry fees that start as low as $25, so you can't beat it.
All right, Tom. Thank you so much for being on the show as always. Great to catch up with you. We'll catch up again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Craig.
Tom Kesenick with us here on Fantasy Sports Today. The NFBC obviously now becoming the pinnacle of a lot of the drafting in fantasy football. Some of the high stakes and low stakes leagues are simply the way that you want to go. And of course, I participate in the NFBC and drafting the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational here in 2019. I look forward to doing it again in 2020. All right, plenty more fantasy football discussion to come, but as a reminder, folks, for those of you who listen to the show and listen every single day, there's a great way that you can end up getting involved in fantasy football season, and that's why you want to make sure that you go over to rotoexperts.com and check out the NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts, they've got you covered with dynasty, season-long, and best ball formats, giving you an edge regardless of what type of season-long fantasy football you play. You can save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. A great way to help you in your fantasy football leagues coming up this season. Coming up next, more fantasy football discussion, getting you ready for all of the Thursday night fantasy football games, updating you on everything happening in the world of fantasy football. I'm Craig Mish here on Fantasy Sports Today, here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's MadeSailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Game time decisions.
So we go up to the cottage and they have this thing where you go parasailing, right? 400 pounds max. So I wanted to go with one of my brother's kids, but the kid's about a buck 50 or whatever, right? And actually, I turned out I was like 283. So I almost started crying. Like when I saw the scale, I go, sir, can we really like just negotiate? We're only like 23 pounds over. He goes, sir, when you get into the air, if that thing snaps and you go through my boat, like we're all dead. I'm like, okay, I guess we can't do that.
You know, he was trying to save your life.
Watch live weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you along with John Lobb on this special edition of our program. It is our 2019 college football fantasy draft, and our next guest, of course, played a long time at a very high level in the big leagues as a major league catcher. You may remember him, of course, with the Toronto Blue Jays, and we were joined by J.P. Arencibia, who now you can catch on television on Fox Sports as he broadcasts the pre- and post-game for the Marlins, and also on radio, played with the Blue Jays for 4 years, Texas Rangers with one, and the Tampa Bay Rays ended his career with one as well. J.P., thanks so much for being part of our draft today, and thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, and just because of how beautiful social media is, I also was a pitcher, and I made my big league pitching debut today, one inning. I found that out through social media.
Is that right? Okay, congratulations on that too. Yeah, I didn't even realize that. I know that I remember you pitching with the Rangers that you pitched with. Was that am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my one inning in the big leagues. I still got a 0 ERA.
You had the lowest ERA of all time with the Texas Rangers. Let me go back here and see. It looks like 2014. That's right. He did. Okay. So, JP, I know that most people know that you from baseball, but you're also a huge college football fan. When did you become such a big college football fan?
Well, I've always been a college sports fan in general, and I think then when I went to University of Tennessee, you know, I grew up in Miami, obviously, during the heydays with the Hurricanes and stuff, but then I went to University of Tennessee, and then I kind of fell in love with college Saturdays. And just, you know, you play in the big leagues and you play professional sports and you realize, you know, listen, it's a bad thing and everything's amazing about professional sports. But really where people have to, you know, they care the most, everybody is on the same page is in college because you don't have any money. You're all the same age and you're all trying to, you know, pull on the same, you know, string, really. So that's why I've always been college sports for me. I'm in 100%.
All right, so we asked you to do the draft, and I begged you, and you said yes. And then in your first couple picks, you end up taking Tylan Wallace from Oklahoma State and A.J. Dillon from Boston College. So, J.P., these are not players that I think that our listeners know that much about, and I'm wondering from your perspective, was it just kind of looking at the rankings, or did you like any of these players that you took as individuals?
Well, I was just looking at different, you know, columns online and looking at different write-ups. And Dillon is a guy who was banged up a little bit, but he still was able to have a pretty good season last year. And they said that, you know, he's healthy going into the season, so they expect him to be, you know, an absolute dude. And then the receiver, for me, was just more of a ranking-based pick. I was looking – I went on early and I looked online of different guys that I would try to find. I had a few picks that I had in queue, and guys got in front of me, which I was kind of like, I wanted to get the Jerry from Alabama in the 11th pick, and it got picked before me. So I was able to throw a few Tennessee guys in there just to, you know, I had to keep it. And then I tried to get the Miami defense. I don't know if I got it. I had it in queue when I left. But for me, it's based off of I did a lot of research on like the top 100 players in 2019, and I was kind of going off of that.
All right, so you ended up taking the highest-ranked Tennessee player, because that's what I was expecting, was Ty Chandler, the running back from Tennessee. So give us, if you could, JP, a little bit of a scouting report on why you took him.
Well, I think that Tennessee continues to get better. They went out and got a couple of five-star offensive linemen. Trey Smith is coming back. He was out a lot of the year last year with some lung disease stuff, some heart, like it was like blood clot stuff. And so he was a five-star, and they got a couple other big five-star linemen on the line. So I think that they'll be able to run the ball a little bit more this year behind those guys, because Garantano, their quarterback, last year had a better job of throwing the ball. And we got Chaney, the offensive coordinator, who's supposed to supposedly, from reading all the stuff, this guy is supposed to be like a guru. So I figured that he'd get Ty Chandler to have a pretty good year this year.
JP, the SEC is always one of the toughest conferences to play in football, and obviously you took advantage of that in this draft. You ended up taking a wide receiver from South Carolina, another one from Alabama, and then you took, of course, Jake Fromm, the quarterback from Georgia. When you watch college football on Saturdays, do you focus mostly on the SEC or do you watch everything?
You know, honestly, I try to bounce around to the best games. I'm a little partial to the SEC. I also took Mond out of Texas A&M because he's a dual threat quarterback. So I kind of like those guys in college. But yeah, I mean, listen, I love the ACC. I like the SEC. I just think the SEC has just a tradition, you know, from going and playing there and going around different stadiums and stuff. So I would say yes. If there's an SEC game over other games, but I'm not opposed to just watching good college football. When it comes down to it, for me, on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock, I'm fired up. I'm sitting in front of watching College game day, and I probably won't move. And I'll order probably a large pizza on a Saturday, and I just sit on the couch all day and watch all college football.
Well, I'm waiting for that invitation this year, JP, for sure, especially after the baseball season is over. And also, before we close out the conversation here, what's it been your first year doing Marlins baseball? What's that been like here for you, doing TV pre- and post-game? And I know that for those people who are listening online or on the apps, JP is also calling games on radio as well. What's that experience been like for you this year?
Honestly, it's been much more even fun than I expected. You know, when I was a player, I kind of actually went against the media pretty hard in Toronto and wasn't a fan of the media. And then, you know, I came to really appreciate being able to speak from just a different vein. Like, listen, the game is tough and all that stuff, but I really do love breaking down, you know, pitchers and opposing teams like I used to do as a catcher on the pregame show and kind of look for matchups and stuff for fans to look forward to. And then talking about the game and then educating, you know, fans with, all right, watch. I like to do the little things, right? Like showing why a catcher flashes his glove a certain way or, you know, signs on second base. Things that the common fan wouldn't know, but if they understood the game within the game, that it would be more interesting. So I really have enjoyed it, and I loved it. You know, I'm from Miami. I grew up watching the Marlins. I didn't get to ever play for them, but I dreamt about playing in the big leagues because of the Marlins. So it's been a cool experience for me, and I think that the team is headed in the right direction, man. It's pretty – I'm sure year-round, I think that what they've been able to do is pointing the needle towards the right direction.
For sure. Well, JP, thanks again for coming on, and thanks for participating in the draft for sure. And good luck with the broadcast this week, and I'll see you tomorrow night at Marlins Park. Thanks again so much for being part of it. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, J.P. Arencibia, former big league catcher, with us here on the show. John, take a look at J.P.'s team and tell me what you think from start to finish on his squad.
So he did something that's interesting. He took three very interesting tight ends, and we haven't really talked about tight ends because it's a very difficult position in college fantasy football. But he took Hunter Bryant from Washington, like him a lot. One of my deep sleepers, Josiah DeGuerra of Cincinnati. We've talked about the American Athletic Conference being defensively challenged. He has a good quarterback throwing to him. And his third tight end, Cole Kmet. Now, he's injured, so he might miss the first 3 or 4 weeks for Notre Dame, but I like him a lot. Now, he took Jake Fromm. And Jake Fromm is one of those very interesting players because he's a much better NFL prospect and college football player than he is as a college fantasy football prospect, because he doesn't really help you with his legs. So one of the things that is interesting is the team right behind him, Team Gozira, he took Bryce Perkins and Khalil Tate, and both of those are dual-threat running backs. So while I like Jake Fromm, he's not someone I target in college fantasy football because he can't get the 70 yards rushing with the one or two touchdowns on the ground.
So where would you – let's take a look at all the teams, John, and I know that this isn't easy to do, but when you look at all of the teams the way they're set, obviously there was one team that was on auto for the whole time, so we're not going to pick them. But of the 11 teams that participated in full in this thing, who do you think has the strongest team? We'll start with that. Who do you think needs the most to happen to win this team? And then give me a sleeper one as well. So the best, the one that needs a lot to happen to succeed – and then a sleeper team.
All right, so first, I always take out my own, so we're just going to put that aside because I don't think it's fair because everyone likes their own draft. But I do think Howard Bender did very well because of the depth at the running back position. So, and I like his quarterbacks. When you have Derek King, Trevor Lawrence, And he comes back with Felipe Franks of your Gators. I like him. He has nice depth at the wide receiver position. So Howard's team, I think his construction was put together extremely well. So I like it. Now you're looking at a team that needs some help. You know, the team I just mentioned with those quarterbacks, Team Gozira, he has Chenault. Joshua Kelly and Max Borgi are two very interesting running backs in the Pac-12. So after he gets one of my favorite wide receivers, Laviska Shenault, he ends up with two fantastic running backs. Now, Joshua Kelly, if you actually look at what Chip Kelly did while he was at Oregon, they were very good running the football. Even though everyone thinks of him as a throwing coordinator, he actually is very good at the ground game. Then Max Borgi, in a PPR scoring format, the Washington State Cougar sophomore, is a very good wide receiver. James Williams graduated. I believe he had over 80 catches with him, and Borgi is going to step into that position. Now, the key, he took two group of five wide receivers. We've not talked about them, but they are fantastic. Antonio Gandy Golden of Liberty and Warren Jackson out of Colorado State. Antonio Gandy Golden is by far, he's going to get like 45% of the target share for the Flames. And their schedule is very advantageous for production. It's very easy for Liberty. Now, Warren Jackson, I like him. You're betting on the system. The Colorado State Rams throw the football a ton. So you're looking there for him to step up into that position for the Rams and succeed. It's going to come down to those two quarterbacks. If Bryce Perkins and Khalil Tate rebounds, if those two are studs, I think his team could very well challenge for the title. Now, I'll just make a joke with the team that auto-drafted had five quarterbacks elected. You can't ever take five quarterbacks. So even in a best ball, you can't go that heavily into the quarterback position. Then you wanted me. What was the final one, Craig? I'm sorry.
Give me the team that that has the biggest like sleeper team upside wise. Like you don't see them on the radar, but maybe they, if all things go well, they could end up being in it.
Sure. The Bodacious Bear is interesting because he starts with DeAndre Swift, then he comes back with Justin Ross. Now, Justin Ross in college fantasy football, I'm very bullish on him. Some people are not. So I think Justin Ross is a great second-round pick. But we do have to understand the Tigers spread the football around. There's only one football for a lot of playmakers, but I like him there. But he comes back with Jamar Jefferson, Oregon State, the sophomore running back. I like him a lot. One of the sleeper running backs, J.J. Taylor of Arizona. I think he's a great value there. And Ronnie Rivers, another running back from Fresno State. So if his wide receivers, Adrian Hardy, K.J. Hamler out of Penn State, John Hightower, Elijah Moore, if he can get some weekly production from those wide receivers to go with his running backs, I think he has a chance here. And I do like he's got to have Gage Grubber, the Washington State quarterback. He's got to earn the job and become what we've expected out of Mike Leach's quarterbacks. But if those things happen, he could have a very good team here.
John, I can't thank you enough, man, for helping me put this together. Thank you so much for being part of the show today. We'll get these all posted for people on demand. And your knowledge of college football is exemplary. Thank you so much again, and best of luck this season. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Craig. I had a blast today. It was the best 2 hours of my day. Don't tell my wife that. But have a great day, everyone.
All right, we won't. That's John Lobb at Gridiron Scholar 91. You can catch him, of course, on social media talking college football 24/7. We'll take a quick timeout. Exit Velocity will end the show next.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Sportsbook bets, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Let dailyroto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using dailyroto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at dailyroto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. We got full-time fantasy coming up at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Eastern. Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto will take over. But before we get out of here, it's time for a little exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
Our exit velocity subject of the day, it's gotta be Ohio State. No, let me take that back. The Ohio State University. So apparently the university is trying to trademark the V for Ohio State University. And I get it. It was made popular on Monday Night Football when the players started to say it. But a spokesman from Ohio State says that they're trying to protect their brand by trademarking it. So what exactly does that mean? Does it mean that you don't want t-shirts being sold with a V? I don't get it. Look, go out. Why don't you do this? Win some championships and stop worrying about trademarking your name with a V at the front. Everybody knows it's Ohio State. Everybody knows, including the players, that you call yourself the Ohio State University. Honestly, it's tired. It's old. Go undefeated over the course of the regular season and win in the college football championship. Then you can trademark whatever you want. That'll do it for the show today. Thanks to everybody who listened in on the program. Of course, we will be right back here tomorrow to close out the week. Enjoy the preseason games tonight right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Full-time fantasy is next. I'm Craig Mish. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.